Hello. You look well. Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything? Water? Food? I see they took your restraints off like I asked, but I want this to be a safe, healthy space for you, so if you start feeling, I'm rambling. Sorry. It's just really nice to finally meet you. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time.
What?
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm your new lawyer. Oh, and I was so terribly sorry to hear about your previous defender. Truly, she had quite a reputation around the firm, and, well, I'm sure she'll be fine. They will find her, eventually. I've been praying for her. But she's not the only one whose reputation precedes her, I suppose. I've read your file a lot. I'm very, very familiar with your work. Crimes. I'm supposed to call them your alleged crimes, but you confess to all of them, so I don't think it really matters. I'm sorry. I'm not being very professional, am I? It's just, well, I guess I have my own confession to make. You are sort of my first client. My first real one, anyway. I've only been with the firm for a couple of years now, and up until now, I've mostly been doing legal aid type stuff, filling out case reports, doing preliminary interviews, liaising with prosecutors, that kind of thing. I've never actually had a client all to myself before. But don't worry, I'm fully trained and qualified, and I'm definitely the right person for the job. You'll see. You know, your last lawyer, before she disappeared, I was her assistant on your case, and she personally recommended me to take over for her if she ever couldn't continue to represent you, and she can represent you now that she's since she went missing, so here I am. Anyway, you won't be up for parole for, well, a very, very long time, so I'm afraid we don't have much to talk about, legally speaking. I came here today to introduce myself, and because I wanted to meet you face to face. Can I ask you some questions about what you did? You don't have to answer, of course, and, like, whatever you say is totally off the record, you know, because I'm not recording anything, and I made them turn the security cameras off, so you don't have to. Oh, it's okay. I can ask. Good. Okay, yeah. So, is it true? I mean, you already confessed and everything, but I think I want to hear you say it. Did you? Did you kill them? You did. You... Okay, wow. That's pretty heavy. oh my god, I shouldn't laugh at that. I really... That's awful. That's truly terrible. Those poor people. All 12 of them with jobs and families and... There were more? Lots more. Wow. Wait, shit. No, that's bad. That's bad. I shouldn't. You... Oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what's happening to me right now. Wait, are you serious? There are more? I mean, that's really important. Why did you wait until now to confess? Why didn't you tell your last lawyer about them? Because you don't tell people who won't understand? Oh, well, I mean, yeah. Obviously, she wouldn't understand. She... wait. What do you mean by that? No, wait. Shit. Don't answer that. I should leave. Yeah, I should. I really have to go before I... Thank you so much for seeing me. It was great to meet you. And I'll come back later to talk about parole, but I think it's best for both of us if I leave now. I'll be in touch. Goodbye. But, before I go, I have just one more question. When you did it, when you killed them, what was it like? What did it feel like? What do I think it felt like? I think it felt clean. Like everything in the universe was being put in its proper place. Like the first flowers of spring were finally opening up, and it was all thanks to you. I think it felt like falling in love. No, 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 stop. Just, oh my God, oh my God, what's happening to me? This isn't you, stop this right now. Just walk out the door, just leave him and walk out the door. This isn't good, you can't, I can't do this. I don't know if I just, why is this happening to me? Why can't I leave? I'm sorry, I just, there's something wrong with me, something very, very wrong. I've known it for a long time, and I thought I could hold it back or keep it under control, or I don't know. I'm not normal. My brain is just, it's just so fucked up, and talking to you, I feel like you're the only one who will understand. It's just, ever since I was little, I knew I was bad. I didn't know why I was bad, but I just was. My dad died, and my mom, she didn't like me. She was afraid of me, I think. I liked to hurt things. I would hurt things, and I would cry, because I knew it was bad to hurt things, but I couldn't stop. I couldn't. It was the only thing that, I don't know, that made me feel like I was in control. And eventually, I got better at control. I stopped hurting things. I learned to smile. I made friends. I went to law school. And for a long time, I thought I could leave that dark little girl behind. I thought I could be, I don't know, human. But then I saw you on the news. I heard about what you had done, and I saw your mugshot, and I don't know, it was like being hit by lightning. I tingled, I got goosebumps, and I felt that same feeling from when I was little. I felt powerful, in control. So I applied for a job at your old lawyer's firm. I wasn't qualified, strictly speaking, but I lied on my resume a bit, made up a few references, and they bought it all so easily. They let me right in. I started reaching out to your old lawyer. Just little things. A compliment on a well-written brief, a lie about how I studied her cases in school, a free lunch here and there, and eventually, she took me on as an aide. Looking back, I think she liked me. I mean, like, liked me. She was always staring at me, complimenting my outfits, inviting me to stay after hours, that sort of thing. I don't like girls, but I played along. I wore short skirts and low-cut tops and bounced around and smiled, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, she showed me your file. She showed me the photos. Oh, God, those photos. I think I scared her with how hard I stared at them, but I didn't care. I looked and I memorized every inch of them, every splatter, every stiff limp. And as I looked, this funny feeling came over me, you know? It was like when I saw the Van Gogh exhibit at the art museum. You can get up close to the canvas, so close that you can see each individual brushstroke, and it's like you can see him standing there, holding the brush, making art. I saw you in the pictures. I saw your art. And I think I fell in love. So that's when I wrote you the first letter. Yeah, that was me. All of them. Sincerely, your biggest fan. It seemed like a joke at first, you know? Like I would write to you, and I would get it out of my system, and that would be that. But then, you wrote back. And your words were so gentle, so kind. You told me about books you like, hobbies you used to have. You opened up to me about those terrible things your mother did to you, and I just understood you. Implicitly, naturally, I was spellbound. Your delicate handwriting, the poetry of it all, it brought tears to my eyes. I'd never felt anything like it before. So when your lawyer disappeared, I could have said no, you know? I could have passed your case on to another partner. Nobody would have batted an eye. But I just couldn't. I couldn't turn it down. I had to come here. I had to meet you. I had to. And now that I'm here, I don't know. I'm just so confused. I don't understand what's happening to me. My heart is beating out of my chest, and my mouth is dry, and my hands are sweating, and I can't look away. I can't look away from you. And it's like staring into the sun, but I can't stop. You're just so brilliant. Can I touch you? I need to touch you, please. Please. I can't control myself. Just please, let me touch your face. Just once. Let me feel you. Please kiss me, grab me, take me. Oh my god, push your chair back, pull down your jumpsuit. I have to taste you. God, just do it. Hurry. We don't have much time. Just hurry, please. Hurry. I need this. Oh my god. You're so. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. Just. Shh. You're perfect. You taste. Oh God. You taste like an animal. You taste like music. Yeah. You taste like the fucking sun. I don't know what I'm saying. You're doing something to me. But you understand, don't you? You understand. Oh God, you understand me? I love you. I love you. I don't know why. I don't understand myself, but I understand you somehow. I understand, and you understand me. You're the only one. You fuck. We understand. Nobody else has to. They don't matter. None of them. They don't even exist. There's just you and me. Just you and me. I need you. I need you too. Here, just put your hand down here. Feel me. Feel how fucking wet I am for you. Feel how you made me ruin my panties. Feel now. Oh god, you're inside my head. You're inside me. You're fucking inside me, you monster. I need, fuck, I need you inside me for real. I need, grab my pussy, grab it, fucking squeeze it. Oh fuck, tear them off, take my panties and tear. Oh my fucking god, yes, fuck, kiss me. Come on, over here, on the table, and bend me over, and fuck me, hurry, I fuck, I need you to fuck me right fucking now. No, not my pussy, I need it in my ass, I don't know why, I've never given anybody my ass before, but I need you in my ass, I need it dirty, I need it to hurt, here, let me get it ready, let me rub it, oh fuck, oh my god, okay, I'm ready, just do it, fuck me, fuck my ass. Oh fucking shit. Oh god, no, don't stop. Keep going. Push it. Oh fuck. Oh my god. You're so fucking deep. You're so, oh my god, that's so good. That's so, oh fuck. Yeah. You know what they call you on TV? They called you an animal, baby. They called you a beast. And they were right. You are a beast. No, fuck me. Fuck me like a beast. Pin me against the table and tear me apart like a fucking animal. Fuck. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Fuck my ass like a monster. Be a fucking monster. Be... Oh, fuck. 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 Yes. Fuck. I need to tell you something. I need to confess. Fuck. I lied, baby. I lied to you. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Your old lawyer, when she came on to me, oh fuck, I didn't turn her down. I didn't. Oh fuck. I let her on. I dressed like a whore for her. I don't know why. I liked it. I fucking liked it when she looked at me. I wanted her to look. Fuck. And she asked me out. She took me. Fuck. She took me to dinner. And I drove her. Jesus Christ. I drove her out to the woods. I drove her out to a secret spot. To my secret spot. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. And I drove her out there. And she touched me. And she kissed me. She wanted to fuck me. She wanted. And I was so wet. And I felt so alive. And I wanted. I didn't want to fuck her. I wanted to. Yeah. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass. No. Oh, when she was kissing me, she kissed me. And I saw you. I saw the pictures. I saw your work. I saw everything. And I felt you. I felt you inside of me. I felt your mind, and you fuck me, and I kissed her, and there was a hammer in my backseat, and I kissed her, and I reached into the backseat, and I kissed her so hard, and I stuck my tongue down her fucking throat, and I bit her lip, and I took the hammer, and I lifted it above my head, and I stopped kissing her, and I did it, I was like you, I'm just like you, fuck me, me come. Fuck my ass and make me come. Oh, baby, come with me. Come with me. Come in my ass. Come in me. Come in me, please. Oh, oh yeah. Oh fuck, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh fuck, oh yes, oh fuck, oh shit, fuck, 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 oh god, your cock is so, oh fuck, yeah baby, pumping into my ass, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, give it to me, give me more, give me all of it, give me all of you. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh fuck. Oh, oh, oh my, oh, oh, holy shit, holy fuck, I needed that, I needed that so bad, that was so good, baby, you're so good, you're so perfect, you're, oh my god, oh, I love you. I love you, and I can't think about it. You feel right. You're the only person there is. You're the sun. You're the moon. You're everything. No, no, just live it in my ass. Just lean over me and hold me, squeeze me, hold me tight. I know you won't hurt me. You can't hurt me. We're the same. We're just the same. And we're monsters. We're fucking monsters, baby. Oh, I'm going to get you out of here, baby. I'm going to set you free. I know what you did. I think I love what you did. I think I want you to do it again. I want you to do it forever. I'll make a plan. I'll make a plan and I'll get you out. They'll try to stop us, but we won't let them. We won't let them stop us. They don't matter. They're not even real. If they get in our way, if they try to stop us, we'll kill them. We'll kill every fucking one of them. And once you're free, we'll still kill them. We'll kill everyone, baby. Anyone we want to, until we can't anymore. We'll get married and bomb the church. We will find a nice house, get rid of whoever lives there, and start our lives together, baby. We'll make a trophy room in the basement. We will have babies and teach them everything we know. It will be perfect. We will be the masters of life and death. Fuck. Thank you, baby. I went through my entire life without knowing who I was, without knowing what I was, but you showed me what I am, and I love it, and I love you. I love you so much. You're my monster, and now I am your monster too. I have to go now, but I will come back for you, baby. I will come back for you, and we will show the whole fucking world what we are.